Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
We can expect isolated showers and thunder showers over Gauteng as well as parts of Mpumalanga and Limpopo. It will remain hot over parts of certain areas in Limpopo and the northwest. Pretoria and Polokwane up to 27, Joburg 25, Mbombela and Emalahleni 24, and Rustenburg a high of 28 degrees.
In Buccleuch on the N1 northbound, there was a collision at the Buccleuch interchange. All lanes are open, but unfortunately traffic is queuing.
The Pala Pala robbery case returns to court today when three people are expected back in the Bela Bela Magistrates Court in Limpopo. They're accused of theft of foreign currency at President Cyril Ramaphosa's game farm back in February 2020. The NPA has also applied for the extradition of two Namibian nationals in connection with this case. And three more African countries have joined a rollout of malaria vaccines targeting millions of children in a continent that accounts for 95% of malaria deaths. Africa accounts for 94% of global malaria cases. The World Health Organization and UNICEF say Benin, Liberia, and Sierra Leone joined other African countries offering the malaria vaccine as part of their childhood immunization programs. I'm Khada D'Souza. More news at 8.
Your sport is brought to you by HaltLock, redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles. For more, visit haltlock.com today.
In a world tormented by vehicle theft, HaltLock is the one solution that works. Proudly South African and unmatched globally, HaltLock is not a tracking unit but the only vehicle anti-theft device of its kind. Redefining the standards of anti-theft protection in stationary vehicles, HaltLock immobilizes your vehicle's drivetrain by utilizing military-grade materials and cutting-edge technologies. If the wheels can't turn, your vehicle isn't going anywhere. HaltLock. We stop vehicle theft. Visit haltlock.com today.
Well, let's get the bad news out of the way first. A massive blow for the Vodacom Bulls in the URC with fly half Johan Huizen handed a 3-match suspension. It was expected. He received a straight red card after a head clash in last weekend's loss to Munster. The Bulls are currently in fourth on the table with four league matches remaining before the knockouts. It is a big weekend in the URC. The Sharks will be up first of the South African teams, having selected a Springbok-laden team for their clash away to the Scarlets tonight. That's at 25-9. The Bulls welcome the Bulls welcome the Scarlets, a bigger part, into Loftus. It's a week after the Welsh team had surprised the Stormers. Kickoff is at 3. The Lions, they take on defending champions Munster at 5. The Stormers host log leaders Leinster just after 7. Tomorrow, also a great opportunity to see the Bulls' Daisies in action. They're looking to make it 3 out of 3 in the Women's Premier Division. They've beaten Border and the Free State. Their clash with the EP Queens kicks off at 11 o'clock. And Red Bull chief designer Adrian Newey will leave the team next year. He's widely regarded as the greatest Formula One designer in history, but apparently has been unsettled by both the power struggle within the team as well as the controversy surrounding team principal Christian Horner, who's been accused of sexual harassment and coercive abusive behavior. The Brit has been linked with Ferrari and is also known to have been made an offer by Aston Martin. I'm Paul Anjinga, and that's your Jack of Sport.
When you hear,
hey everybody, this is Ed Sheeran.
What's up? It's Ariana Grande.
Hey, it's me, Justin Bieber.
I'll settle for the ghost of you.
Hey, it's Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, good for you. You look happy and healthy.
You know it's more music you love on
Jacaranda FM.
Jacaranda FM, the station that sounds like you.
It's been a long time since I've seen the colors of the sunrise baking at the dawn. It's been a long night on the road to nowhere, but you found me somewhere in the